Sekulow's new head in Treasury in charge of the enforcement of Obamacare used to run the tax-exempt group. What a comforting thought.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The IRS executive who was head of the division targeting conservative groups is now running the Obamacare office at the IRS.
Would you care to recharacterize the unnecessary word? Is it illegal what they have done?
It is absolutely not illegal.
It's not illegal what the IRS has done.
So let me understand the question. What is your statement as to what is illegal?
Do you believe it is illegal for employees of the IRS to create lists to target individual groups and citizens in this country?
I think the Treasury Inspector General indicated that it might not be, but others will be able to tell that.
What do you believe?
I don't believe it is.
Mr. Miller, who in the IRS is responsible for targeting conservative organizations?
So let me first say I cannot speak to a given case, and that we've talked about 6103, but that's...
This is not just one case. You know we're talking about the whole list the Inspector General put up there.
Correct.
Who is responsible for targeting these groups?
So again, I'm going to take exception to the concept of targeting because it's a loaded term.
Can you assure the American people that nobody in the White House knew about the agency's actions before your counsel's office found out on April 22nd?
Let me make sure that I answer a specific question. I can assure you that I certainly did not know anything about the IG report before the IG report had been leaked through the press.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, let me tell you, folks, how do you like those answers? You've got this Fox News reported this yesterday. Outrage mounting after lawmakers learned that the IRS official who is going to lead the tax, or was leading the tax exempt organizations division while the targeting of conservative groups was taking place. Rest assured, she's now been transferred. She's heading up the Obamacare enforcement division inside the IRS. How about that one? Then you've got the president being asked a very simple and straightforward question. Can you assure the American people that no one inside the White House knew about the problems within the IRS and the targeting that was going on of conservative groups prior to your White House counsel being notified on April 21st? First of all, 3 weeks transpired and the White House counsel never bothered to tell the president. That's a little bit troubling. The president's answer, though, was none of that. He didn't answer that question. He said, let me answer you specifically by not answering the question and saying I didn't know about the Inspector General's report. How do you like the way this is going, folks? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me go right to Washington, Jordan and Than. Jordan first. Reaction as you got word when the president didn't answer that statement yesterday, and then we'll get Than's opinion on the hearing.
Outrageous, and what are they hiding? I mean, why did it take such a crafted legal response with a group of lawyers certainly writing a response to keep him from lying, basically, to the press by saying, I didn't know about the Inspector General's report? The first inclination there is that the White House and the legal advisors there have learned from the past history of presidents misstating the facts, misstating the information. So he goes and makes this very specific denial to the Inspector General's report without denying that he knew there was targeting. And now we get from the IRS commissioner, he believes that targeting is not illegal.
Right.
He does not believe it's improper.
Let me actually play that bite right now. Do we have that one ready to go? The targeting is not illegal. This is what he said.
Is it illegal what they have done?
It is absolutely not illegal.
Can you imagine that the head of the IRS said that targeting individuals based on their views is not illegal? The Attorney General certainly thinks so. When I don't rest a lot of hope with him. Than, give us a 15 seconds here, the tone in the hearing.
Two themes out of this, stonewalling and blame Bush. And, Jay, you hit it on the head. This IRS is corrupt, and they're heading for enforcement of Obamacare. That's got to be stopped.
Folks, how do you feel about the IRS enforcing Obamacare? 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. They don't like the word targeting. It was used 16 times in the Inspector General's report. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. If you want to sign on to that petition, stop the IRS abuse, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Next week, a federal lawsuit against the IRS.
The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011, singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
Oh, yeah.
That's John Schlitt here at the Jay Sekulow Live Band. We did Taxman about a month ago for Tax Day, and then we did Lo and Behold Back in the USSR, which has received thousands of plays on YouTube. It's up on our Facebook at ACLJ or at Jay Sekulow. So Jay Sekulow American Center for Law and Justice Facebook has that up on there right now. Folks, we've got a brewing crisis here in Washington, D.C. as it relates to the Internal Revenue Service and Benghazi, possibly with this AP story as well. Let me set this up a bit. Again, if you want to sign on to that petition, today's going to be the last day to sign on to that aspect of it. We've received over 50,000 signatures. It's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. By the way, when I said over 50,000, I got to say a gigantic thank you to our ACLJ members. In 4 days, 65,242 of you have contacted us online, probably will another 4,000 or 5,000 on the phones. Over 70,000 of you, which Than, that's a big number. I know you were sharing the response with members and their staffs and letting them know that we're getting a huge response on this issue.
It's a huge response, and let me tell you, the Hill has taken notice like never before. I mean, Jordan can testify to this. He's participated in a press conference with Michelle Bachmann, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. The press was unbelievable, and let me tell you, folks, that is because you all have engaged. That is what makes members of Congress pay attention. That's why these hearings have happened. You've got to stay engaged with us. That's what will keep the ball rolling.
I will tell you this. You're looking at a situation right now that I think is unbelievably dangerous. I want to do the White House version first. Remember, the IRS apologized. The president was asked, this is bite number two, from Bloomberg reporter Juliana Goldman. And I'm going to stop it after the question because I want to set the question up for you folks of exactly what was asked here. So I want you to listen very carefully what Juliana Goldman asked the president of the United States yesterday.
Can you assure the American people that nobody in the White House knew about the agency's actions before your counsel's office found out on April 22nd?
Okay, so here's very clear. Can you assure the American people that nobody in the White House knew about the agency's actions, that is the IRS targeting, before your office counsel, that's the White House counsel, was notified on April 22nd? Let me say two things. First, the White House counsel was notified on April 22nd of the scandal inside the IRS and didn't tell the President of the United States. That's pretty hard to believe. But let's assume that's true, okay? But here's the question. Can you assure the American people that nobody in the White House knew about the agency's actions before your White House counsel did? Listen to the President's obstructionist response.
Make sure that I answer a specific question. I can assure you that I certainly did not know anything about the IG report.
Whoa. She didn't ask about the IG report, Jordan. She asked about the scandal inside the IRS. The specific question that he was answering wasn't the question she asked.
That's right. And that is a key right there. And then you hear today from the acting commissioner, who is still the acting commissioner.
Which is scary.
He resigned, but he's still the acting commissioner. He said it wasn't illegal what they did. Clearly he said that in the question, that you could group and target individuals and organizations based on their views, based on, you know, the specific criteria. He said it was not illegal. And then you hear the president saying, could not, that would have been an easy way to, you know, when the president comes out and declares no, that it's serious he wasn't telling the truth. They rarely would do that. So that would have settled a lot of the speculation about how far up the chain this went. I heard that and I said, you know what? He knew.
Exactly.
The president knew.
Or someone inside that White House knew.
And there are liberal writers saying that that was that indication, that this was clearly directed by the Obama political team.
All right. I want to play for you, folks. I want you to listen very carefully to the question asked by Kevin Brody, congressman from Texas, to Mr. Miller, the acting commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service that is now leaving. Listen to this very carefully.
Mr. Miller, who in the IRS is responsible for targeting conservative organizations?
So let me first say I cannot speak to a given case. And that we've talked about 6103, but that's...
This is not just one case. You know we're talking about the whole list the Inspector General put up there.
Correct.
Who is responsible for targeting these groups?
So again, I'm going to take exception to the concept of targeting because it's a loaded term.
Okay, now listen to what Representative Roskam said when he specifically referenced Miller objecting to the word targeting. Listen to what he said referring to the Inspector General's report.
Mr. Miller, you may object to the word targeting, but it's used in the IG report 16 times.
And then listen to what Lois Lerner had to say when she issued her fake mea culpa apology because it was a planted question at the ABA meeting. We now know that for a fact. Okay, so we're going to get that one in a moment. This is the one where she specifically stated that she apologized for this action. She apologized for this. Really? And what action was it? It was the targeting. It was she called it the selection of these groups based on an inappropriate criteria. I call that targeting. Call it whatever you want. Folks, let's take action against the IRS. We're petitioning to end their abuse, and we're getting a huge response. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. But folks, I am playing for you this again. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear the question asked the President of the United States. We're going to pause it so we know what was asked, and then we're going to show you what he did not respond to. This is the President of our United States. Here's the question from the Bloomberg reporter.
Can you assure the American people that nobody in the White House knew about the agency's actions before your counsel's office found out on April 22nd?
Very straightforward question. Mr. President, please tell the American people that nobody inside, assure us that nobody inside the White House knew of the IRS's targeting of conservative groups prior to your White House counsel being notified April 21st. Very straightforward. Assure us that no one inside the White House knew that the targeting was going on. Listen to the president's non-response. And then he has the nerve to say, let me specifically answer your question, except it wasn't the question she asked. And I got to ask you, do they think we're stupid? That's like saying, we don't know who the agents are. Well, folks, guess what? I know who the agents are because I got the letters. I mean, are they that stupid that they said it's just coming out of Cincinnati when I'm holding a letter from Washington, D.C.? What are they thinking? Listen to the president's non-responsive answer.
Let me make sure that I answer a specific question. I can assure you that I certainly did not know anything about the IG report before.
Whoa. Did that woman say anything, Jordan, about the Inspector General's report? Nothing.
No, not at all. And that is what here I think that's fair speculation until the president, if he does clear that up, if not, it's not reading into it to realize he's a lawyer. He was being advised by lawyers. It was a Bill Clinton-style response to a question. that instead of answering the question, he made up his own question to answer, which was, I didn't know about the report. Well, that's not shocking. These are pretty secret reports until they're leaking, which was started last week, which is why, again, it went back only to April 22nd, because the White House has admitted that the White House counsel knew April 22nd. So the question was, did you know at any time before April 22nd? No, we didn't know about the Inspector General's report. But the Inspector General's report leaked last week. So how long did you know about this? And especially, did you know about it before the election? Is it because you agree with your acting commissioner that you fired but didn't actually fire because he was on the way out and he's still there as acting commissioner, that it's not illegal or improper necessarily?
Well, let me take it a step further. Article 2 of the impeachment of Richard Nixon was a misuse of the IRS. This misuse of the IRS is targeted to conservatives. It includes leaked information, not just to government officials, but leaked information to groups that are opposed the particular group. So it would be like leaking the information of the ACLJ and giving it to People for the American Way. And the IRS did that as well. And this president won't answer the question. And it was the second article of impeachment against Richard Nixon. So ask yourself this question. The president has asked a specific question. He does not, he says, I'm going to answer that specific question and then does not. What does that tell you about the administration cover up that is starting to unravel here? That's what this is. And if the president was worried about conspiracy theorists, he just added fuel to that fire, folks. Because he himself, by answering the question the way he did, lied to the American people. Now, his answer may have, what he said may be true, that he didn't know of the Inspector General's report. But that was not the question asked. But he thinks we're that stupid. And we're not. So let me ask you this question. Do you want to be part of history right now and take action to stop the IRS abuse and not let the White House get away with this? If you want to hold the White House accountable and the President of the United States, remember, it was Article 2 of the impeachment of Richard Nixon. You go to your phones right now and call us at 1-877-989-2255 and say, we've had enough. 877-989-2255 to sign that petition holding the president accountable for this. Or ACLJ.org. Article 2 of that impeachment article was the IRS abuse. Here we go, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's hold that White House accountable right now. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org. The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011. Singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
bed last night. On the way, the paperback was on my knee. Man, I had a dreadful flight. I'm back in the USSR. You know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR.
Well, welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. By the way, that lead singing there by our good friend John Schlitt and the band here at the J Secular Live broadcast, that video is up on our facebook.com/ACLJ. I think that's how you do it, but it's Facebook. Say ACLJ's Facebook and J Secular's Facebook, and thousands of you have already viewed it. We did Taxman the months before. John's in the studio with us. John, welcome back.
Thank you, buddy.
How do you like your IRS actions as your government at work?
I don't have a government at work right now, do I? I mean, I figure I would just have, you know, someone that's out to take me down for whatever I'm, you know, if I'm an American, I'm figuring they're going to take me down.
Hey, Than, let me ask you this, because Jordan brought up a statement. I want to do this, because, you know, America does, the government, president doesn't seem to be at work right now. He seems to be a siege mentality. Is it fair? Is this a siege mentality right now, Than?
Yeah, I think it is. And I mean, I think Jordan made the right point here. What you're seeing now is the early stage of an investigation, and I don't think anything is off the table, Jay. These facts are really, really bad. And if we keep going down this track, I think the very top of this government is in the path here.
Okay, you said the very top of the government. Code word from
President
Dan Bennett.
President of the United States.
POTUS,
yes.
As they say. Jordan, yep. You said something during the break I think everybody needs to hear.
Well, this is the setup for an impeachment. I mean, this is a president squirming, a president who may have let this go because they wanted to cover those Benghazi emails, so he fake fired someone. So, I mean, that was a lie in itself, that whole tough talk he did. I mean, not a high crime misdemeanor, but certainly a mischaracterization of what was happening at the IRS. We now know also that the head person there of this targeting is the head of Obamacare at the IRS now. The head person for all of your files, folks. This is not a conspiracy, or we think this is the person. You could not write this. I was talking to someone at Fox News today, and a commentator there, and that's what they said. You know, you could never even make this up as a conservative, as a possibility, because it would be too much of a conspiracy if you didn't have all the facts. Here we have them telling us. And then a president who is a lawyer and was a law professor, who clearly had a team of his top Harvard lawyers sitting around him saying, how can I answer this without lying like Richard Nixon?
Well, I'm going to
basically, that's what happened with that response. He was ready for that question, and he delivered a pointed response that reporters that were off-site from the White House realized, whoa, the president didn't deny knowing about this.
All right, I want to play, folks, this is important. I want to play the question from the Bloomberg reporter again. I know we've played it twice, but folks, I want everybody listening really carefully to what she asks. What she asked, the question asked, and how our president, the president of the United States of America, responds. Because this is an outrage, folks. And it's not getting the cover. It's getting some. It should be getting a lot more. Because if George Bush would have done this, they would have thrown articles of impeachment at him. Listen to the question, and then listen to our president not answer.
Can you assure the American people that nobody in the White House knew about the agency's actions before your counsel's office found out on April 22nd?
Understand the question. Nobody, Mr. President, in the White House knew about the IRS action until your counsel was notified April 22nd. Very simple. About the IRS action. Listen to the president have the nerve to say, specific, I'm going to specifically answer your question, and it's not the question she asked.
Let me make sure that I answer a specific question. I can assure you that I certainly did not know anything about the IG report before the IG.
Well, did you hear anything from what that reporter said about the IG report, folks? The Inspector General report, by the way, the head of the IRS said, I take exception to the word targeting. The only problem is it's in the report of the IG 16 times. But the President of the United States tried to fool you and me by saying, let me specifically answer that question, and then not answering that question. And I want to know from you, the American people, when have you had enough? When do you say we hold them accountable? When do you say it's not just stopping the abuse at the IRS, it's stopping the abuse at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Because if this was a Republican, could you imagine what would be going on MSNBC right now? If this was George Bush, who just lied to the American people by not answering the question asked and tried to trick us by saying, let me specifically answer the question you did not ask, what the reaction would be? So have your voice heard right now. to hold the White House, the president, accountable for this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Folks, it's not a matter of a former commissioner being terminated or the third in charge of a division removed or four rogue agents being criticized. It's the president of the United States lying to the American people by not answering the question asked. And that was intentional, folks. Like Jordan said, he lawyered up. That's what he did on that answer. I've been practicing law a long time. I was an IRS lawyer. This is nonsense. And are you going to let the White House get away with this? ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to simply say, no, Mr. President, we're holding you accountable as well. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's get a phone call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Doug in Pennsylvania, line 4. Doug, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Doug.
Hi there. Thanks for your work.
Sure.
Hey, I think the current scandal justifies and sort of begs the question, never mind these political type organizations, what about Republican businesses and Republican jurisdictions?
Well, how about this one? Let me give you an actual fact, Doug. I've got a client that was audited 3 years ago, no change, went through the audit fine. It was a complicated audit from the IRS. We challenged this company, large company, challenged Obamacare, the HHS mandate. We won, got an injunction. Last week, they got a letter. Guess who from? Your friends at the IRS. He was just audited. They didn't make one change in the file. They are auditing him again. I got an email from a lawyer in Washington, D.C., very well respected, saying churches, nonprofits are being delayed and denied and not responded to. This is an intentional act, and we've got to be aware of exactly what this is. But listen, don't worry, folks. The acting commissioner who's now being left, leaving his job, he apologized. Here's number 9.
First and foremost, as acting commissioner, I want to apologize on behalf of the Internal Revenue Service for the mistakes that we made and the poor service we provided.
But you know, let me tell you something here. If you file an incorrect tax return with the Internal Revenue Service and just say, you know what, I apologize. Yeah, apology's not going to be accepted. John, very quickly here, we're going to come back from a break. Just as an American citizen, how do you feel about this?
I feel, I feel absolutely, I'm sorry, Jay, I can't get the word. Please.
Got it.
Save me, buddy.
It's easy. Outrage. The word's outrage here, folks. Jordan, what's the reaction in Washington and Than very quickly before we go to this break?
The liberals are starting to spin because there's a real problem here. I mean, that's the truth. That the liberals now are starting to – I mean, they piled on. They realized there may be responsible senators who encouraged this behavior in a White House who knew about it.
Than?
They were caught. This is government oppression that we see in third world countries, not America.
All right, folks. President of the United States asks a specific question. He answers it with a different question. Doesn't give you the real answer. The answer is real simple. Let's hold the president. Forget the IRS abuse. Yeah, we'll go after that. Let's hold the president accountable for this. If you want to join that petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Have your voice heard. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Holding President Obama responsible.
The abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Good old Tax Man. By the way, that was recorded right here. That version of that song was done right here at our studios, right next, actually, in our conference room, right next to the radio studio. That is up on Facebook as well. I think they just put that one up just this moment. Thousands have viewed that one, and we've also got the one we did, which we thought was very appropriate back in the USSR, and our good friend John Schlitt led the music, led the singing on that, and our band here, the team inside the Jay Sekulow Live studio. We actually did that one inside the radio studio. We had a lot of fun doing that one. That was a lot of fun.
Different, guys. It's different.
There you go. Well, different is good. Yeah. All right, so here we go. Let's do this. We've got a lot of people on the phone, and I think the best thing to do is going to be to hit them in the order in which the folks called. And Sally has been on the phone for a long time. Sally, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to just say thank you for all you people out there that are making a difference for our country and standing up for what's going on right now. But my question is, we can't trust the IRS or the president in this administration. Isn't there something that American people can do to stop the Obamacare?
Yeah, well, I tell you, Michelle Bachmann got it through the House yesterday, a repeal of Obamacare. But I want you to think about this, folks. The person that was in charge of IRS tax exempt when this was going on is now in charge of Obamacare. And, Jordan, that in and of itself is so stunning and shocking. Do you put anything – how could they possibly move this incompetent person from one position of importance and incompetency to another, which is even worse?
Well, that's the real question here. I mean, to put them in one that you know is going to be in the crosshairs. And you know why, Dad? You know why you do that? Because you don't think you did anything wrong here. You think it's okay to politically target people and you won't get caught, because most people get things from the IRS and they roll over. But the ACLJ, we got contacted by 27, and you got exposed. I mean, the truth was, without all of these Tea Party individuals, the people who said, we'll fight back, and we'll fight back for years, the IRS would have gotten away with this, and so would have the Obama administration. This, it is unbelievable. If the president was a leader, this guy Miller would be fired by the next time he testifies.
Yeah,
but he's still the acting commissioner.
I know.
He is a presidential. He is now, you know, he's there because of the president and because of the Secretary of the Treasury. There are a lot of heads that now need to roll. I mean, Jack Lew and others. Who was before? What did Timothy Geithner, what did these people know about what was going on?
Well, they're going to say nothing, but the president won't even answer the question. John, let me
We know that's not true, though, now. We know that these people knew
absolutely.
For a couple of years. I mean,
the
IRS folks have been
folks.
There. Yep, they've been there since the midterm elections in pretty powerful roles, and now they're running your healthcare system.
We have just begun this issue. I mean, we have just begun to peel the onion back on this, folks. It's going to be unbelievable next week. There's going to be two sets of hearings next week. Than two sets of hearings next week, correct?
That's correct, and the one I want you people to look out for is on Wednesday in Darrell Issa's Oversight Committee, because I happen to know that one is going to be fiery. That one's going to be dynamic. Lewis Lerner herself is supposed to testify at that one.
Yeah, she should be fired, by the way. Well, I don't understand the delay in this. John, let me ask you a question as a parent and a grandparent. This is the America that your father, that your mother, that your relatives fought for.
Right.
How do you feel as an American? Betrayed?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, I'm smelling Chicago all over the place.
Oh, it's Chicago politics.
I'll tell you what, I was raised in Illinois, and this just, I'm sitting here thinking, hold it, this feels so much like the state.
Yeah.
And this is what's happening, and you're saying, you know, Jordan was saying he thinks he can get away with it. They've been getting away with in Chicago forever, and they have that same spirit. He's absolutely right. They're going, hey, we'll do it, and we'll get away with it because we can play this team, we can play that. We've done it for years.
And don't answer the question that you're asked, but I'm specifically not going to answer that question by answering another question that you didn't ask, folks. I'm going to get into this on Monday's program, let me tell you. We've got a lot more ahead. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Holding the IRS accountable next week. The President of the United States is held accountable. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. The song's Back in the USSR was done right here, the studios of Jay Sekulow Live. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Leave it till tomorrow to unpack my case. On a disconnected phone, I'm back in the USSR. Oh, how lucky you are, boy. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011, singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
On the East Coast, for those that are hearing the broadcast live, those of you who are hearing a tape delayed, this will reply as well. The IRS was supposed to reply at noon. We got no reply, so let me tell you what we're doing. Federal court it is. So next week we will be filing in the United States District Court in the District of Columbia a federal lawsuit against your friends at the Internal Revenue Service. There is a timeline issue here. There's a concern issue, and that issue it revolves around the fact that the head of the Obamacare enforcement inside the IRS is now formerly the head of the tax-exempt group, one of the leaders of the tax-exempt group, during 2010. And there's been a lot of questions raised on it. Let's listen to number 25.
Who's Sarah Hall Ingram?
She is an executive at the Internal Revenue Service who does the Affordable Care Act work for us.
That's where she works now?
Yes, sir.
Where'd she work during the period of time under question here, 2010 to 2012?
So 11 and 12, I think she was already working on Affordable Care Act. I don't know when in 10 we made that.
Did she ever hold the title of director of tax-exempt organizations for the IRS?
She held the division commissioner title.
So she had responsibility over much of the concerns and discussion that we're having today. Is that correct?
At the time, she was division commissioner, yes.
So it get you a little bit nervous, folks? So now the head of the Obamacare enforcement in the IRS was the head of tax-exempt at least for 2010. Our friend Mike Kelly is up right now. I actually gave him a chance to talk with Congressman Kelly. We may break into that in a moment. John, you had a question for us as lawyers. Go ahead.
I did. I'm sitting here with three amazing lawyers that have a vision to change things for the right. But my question is, guys, can we do it? Is it a matter of numbers? We have a batch of people that personally I think are walking almost brain dead that have been totally conditioned to say anything that Obama says is right. Are our numbers even going to be, can we even compete with the numbers anymore?
I think we can, because my view is that this is a groundswell. You've got the Benghazi thing on top of this as well, John. This is not just one thing. Jordan, your response quickly. I want to go to Mike Kelly in a moment here, see if we can get some of those questions. But John asked a great question. Can we get the groundswell, fan? Can we get the groundswell, Jordan, of the American people? You were there at the meetings yesterday on Capitol Hill. What's the sense, Jordan?
The sense is, one, I think we can get the groundswell. The targeting of American citizens upsets all Americans. No one likes
the IRS.
Jordan,
let me jump in right here. This was the question on the counsel's office involvement. I want to hear what he said.
Okay, all right. So D.C. and Cincinnati, we're pretty well connected in understanding what's going on. So this doesn't come as a great shock to anybody. In fact, I would say it doesn't come as a shock. You know what it does for the American people? It really establishes what they feared so often. I have a grandson who's afraid to get out of bed at night because he thinks there's somebody under the bed that's going to grab him. And I think most Americans feel that way about the IRS. I mean, you get a letter from you folks or a phone call, it's with terror that you look at it. And now this kind of reconfirms that, you know what? They can do almost anything they want to anybody they want, anytime they want. This is very chilling for the American people. Now, I know that where you're at, you're resigning, you're walking away from it. But this is not going to go away. This is a Pandora's box that has been opened, and I don't think we can get the lid back on it. And I don't believe that the White House just found out about this in a news report. The president happened to grab a TV shot or just read Mr. George's report and said, you know what, anybody heard about this before? I'm just getting a first look at this. Shouldn't somebody be responsible? And I'm thinking maybe the executive office, maybe Treasury falls in there. I'm not sure that we understand how that organizational chart works. But I am really concerned. Now, I got to tell you, where you're sitting, you should be outraged. But you're not. The American people should be outraged, and they are. And this committee, this has nothing to do with political parties. This has to do with highly targeted groups. This reconfirms everything that the American public believes. This is a huge blow to the faith and trust that the American people have in their government. Is there any limit to the scope of where you folks can go? Is there anything at all? Is there any way that we could ask you, is there any question that you shouldn't have asked? My goodness, how much money do you have in your wallet? Who do you get emails from? Whose sign do you put up in your front yard? This is a tax question? Now, you don't think that's intimidating? It's sure as hell intimidating. And I don't know that I got any answers from you today. And I don't know that what Mr. George has done is great work. But you know what? There's a heck of a lot more that has to come out in this. And anybody to sit here today and listen to what you have to say, I am more concerned today than I was before. And the fact that you all can do just about anything you want to anybody, you know, you can put anybody out of business that you want anytime you want. And I got to tell you, you talked about you're a horribly run organization. If you're on the other side of the fence, you're not given that excuse. And when the IRS comes into you, you're not allowed to be shoddy. You're not allowed to be run horribly. You're not allowed to make mistakes. You're not allowed to do one damn thing that doesn't come in compliance. If you do, you're held responsible right then. I just think the American people have seen what's going on right now in their government. This is absolutely an overreach.
This is our good friend, Representative Mike Kelly, who was on the broadcast yesterday. And Jordan, it dovetails right into what John Schlitt just asked, and that can the American people take this government back, and Than as well? I'm going to ask Jordan first.
Sure. I mean, I think that this will reinvigorate a lot of people, and people that may never have joined a Tea Party may get active in grassroots politics because they realize when you let someone who's unprepared, who's run by thuggish political hacks from Chicago, who all left, by the way, interesting that they all resigned from the administration right after the reelection, maybe because they knew too much. These are the same people that went after Scooter Libby off because of a CIA agent whose cover had been blown a decade ago. And he was indicted by a grand jury and had to be pardoned by the President of the United States. And yet they act like this is becoming a political witch hunt. I'm sick and tired of hearing Chris Matthews say the Republicans will blow it by making this a bigger deal. He said, you know, no one remembers Bill Clinton was impeached for lying. Yes, they do. I mean, maybe not Chris Matthews, but everyone else does. He's tarnished forever his presidency, and it will be for history books. President Obama, this is a much different lie. If they knew that they were targeting Americans before his reelection effort, targeting Americans who had submitted voluntarily to IRS oversight. I want you to understand that, folks. These weren't people running from the IRS and were saying they unfairly targeted the people running from the IRS. These were people voluntarily submitting to government oversight so that they had to comply with the rules. And what we are seeing now is an administration literally spin out of control.
Than, your response to John's question about getting the government back into control here.
The thing that's going to happen here, Jay, is we are going to help people like our clients go line by line and demonstrate, give proof, give evidence that what the IRS is saying is false. For instance, this narrative that's happened at the hearing that this is an isolated event, we provided the committee with letters from four different IRS offices. It is factually incorrect. It is a lie. But, Jay, it is going to continue as long as the American people allow it to continue. The only thing that will put a stop to this if the American people say no more. We will fight this as long as it takes for the harassment to stop. That's the only thing that will bring an end to this.
Well, let me tell you, thousands of you are doing this. We got this petition up right now at ACLJ.org. I encourage you to go there, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's go to Robin's calling from Pennsylvania. Robin, you're on line one. Hi, Robin.
Hi, yeah. I'm also very, you know, concerned about this, and it really doesn't surprise me with all we knew about Obama before he was coming into office. That wasn't covered by the media. But I believe it's really interesting that this has come out on the 22nd when all the stuff came out on Benghazi.
Exactly.
What really concerns me is last Thursday on May 9th, at the National Press Club, on the Navy SEALs, parents from...
yeah, I saw that.
From...
SEAL Team 6.
SEALs Osama Bin Laden.
Right.
Came forth with military experts and Congress pointing out that it looks like it was, you know, they were set up to be killed.
Well, it was the stand down order is getting noticed now too, because the people that testified on the Benghazi have brought that up. But you're asking a question that I think a lot of Americans are thinking right now. Was this a distraction? Is this IRS matter a distraction for Benghazi? It could be. But, Jordan, the repercussions of this are starting to blow out of control, that now everybody's looking at these things collectively, including the AP thing, and that is hurting the administration. So if they were trying to do this as a distraction, it does not work, because people are asking questions on Benghazi.
Well, I thought that this whole resigning part, you know, the emails were dumping at the same time. Listen, it all ties together to me. I don't see a distinction. I see an administration of a bunch of people who have no business running the U.S. government.
Right.
And they were elected, and they were duly elected. But guess what? If they were targeting Americans to silence political speech on the way to their election, well, there's certain questions you can start asking. And the IRS, to act like they aren't responsible, do you think that flies when you're the president of the United States and you put your political lackey from the OMB to be the next acting commissioner instead of maybe appointing someone outside who has no interest in pleasing you, specifically if you're the president of the United States, because they're not from your party or they're not in politics and they're not looking for a career in this. They're coming in to get things solved and to get things done. I mean, you could have gone way outside the scope, but instead, what do? Put someone in who will help try and protect them for the next few years. I mean, that's what this is about, covering up. And guess what happens when Washington, D.C. covers up? People go to jail.
Strong statements from Jordan, but I think absolutely in a complete accordance with what he's saying, and I think we're going to learn a lot more Monday from why the president made that response that he did to a very straightforward question. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Hold the president accountable for this. That's going to be the target next week. We hold the president accountable for not answering a question that was direct, and to find out what really happened with the IRS, Benghazi, and the rest of the scandals engulfing this White House. Back with more in a moment.
Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. And a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org. The Internal Revenue Service has crossed the line. The IRS has admitted to intentionally targeting conservative groups since at least 2011, singling out groups and organizations that have the words Tea Party and even Patriot in their names. Those groups face special scrutiny, intrusive and intimidating questions that violated their First Amendment rights. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 27 of those groups, and even with this admission, the abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, folks. This is Jordan Sekulo. As we've been doing the last couple of days, we've been talking to some of the Tea Party organizations that we represent and have represented. some who got approved, some who are still waiting on approval. And as we prepare for the next step in our legal action, we were participating in an event in Washington, D.C. yesterday with Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann had organized and brought together. I mean, we had Leader Mitch McConnell, a number of U.S. senators, Ted Cruz, you had Rand Paul, Mike Lee, a number of members of Congress as well. But most importantly, the Tea Party leaders who were willing to fight back against the IRS. So one of those groups, the Wetumpka Tea Party in Wetumpka, Alabama, their president and founder is here, Becky Gerritsen. We represented the organization, the Tea Party group in Alabama, and they were approved. But interestingly enough, still waited a long time, folks. I mean, it's not like just because people were approved that, oh, they had a year to prepare before the election and work like that. And Becky, thanks for being in the studio with us here now.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about the journey, you know, to found the organization, the Wetumpka Tea Party in Alabama, and then going through that IRS process. How was that?
Well, it would be so much easier if we didn't have to have any status. But you need to be accountable to someone. And we felt it was the right thing to do for us to claim the non-exempt status. So in October of 2010, we applied, and we're told it would take about 60 days, but we never heard anything. So we started making phone calls, and we just kept getting the same old story. We're just really backed up. Your application is still under review. And then a year went by, almost a year and a half went by, and in February 2012, the hot election year, we get a letter saying that they would not approve our status application until we answered these questions. And, oh, by the way, if you don't answer them within the 2 weeks' time that we've given you, actually it was 3 weeks' time, we'll just assume that you don't want this status, and we may have you fill out a new application.
What kind of questions did you get? Now, again, 2 years later, what kind of questions did you get, Becky?
Well, they wanted a list of all of our members.
So you got one of the questionnaires, yes, with the membership list.
They,
right,
wanted all of our donors' names,
the donor
and amounts.
List. Yep.
They wanted to have contents of every speech that was ever given since 2009. They wanted
How
to.
How many events did you have had?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you
over
were at a point where you,
yes,
thought that we need to register because we're having a lot of events and we're getting much bigger. We're grassroots.
Right.
You started it, but this was a movement that was growing.
Right. Well, and by the time they asked us, this had already been, you know, 3 years after we had,
sure,
started. So we had had many events, and what a pain to try to go back and figure out what was said at what event and who said what, and really it was none of their business.
And they say you're committing perjury if you don't tell them.
Exactly, right. Yes. Don't forget that. So anyway, they asked us questions if we'd ever had communication with any legislative body. And if so, they wanted to see all that correspondence, emails or otherwise. It was scary. It just blew my mind.
And so you were able to get in touch with us.
Yes.
And kind of walk through the process. How important, and this is not about necessarily how important is the ACLJ, but to have lawyers there saying, you know what, you're not committing perjury by answering it this way and by not having to turn over your list. And what was the decision like that you made to say, you know what, I'm not going to give up here, which is what the IRS was hoping people would do. They hoped that they would step aside. I don't want to give up here. I want to keep fighting. And what was that decision
like? Well, we would have given up had it not been for the ACLJ. There's no way we could have afforded this. We did not have the legal expertise within our Tea Party to have someone commit this much time. And so for us, it was ACLJ or we just forget it.
And you got approved. You know, this is one of the 15 groups that was able to get approved. And before the election cycle, mm-hmm, though, not that much before. I mean, you were approved in July, is that,
yes,
right? So you had a couple months of approval, and at a time, do you think that there was damage to the organization, and did it hurt your operating in the sense of donations or supporters?
I think people were intimidated, and right after we got that letter and realized we didn't have to answer all those questions, thanks to the ACLJ telling us we didn't have to answer those questions, I've never filled out anything like this before.
Sure.
I wouldn't know what was legal and what was not legal to say, and so our members were very afraid that their names would be out there and that they would be targeted for audits and that kind of thing. But we did have a meeting and told them, hey, we've got the ACLJ on our back and they're going to watch out for us and we aren't going to give any information that is not necessary. And so we did not see a drop off that I could actually point to. But I will tell you, people did talk to me a lot about being afraid. This is about our freedoms. And I would just ask, if you have not given to the ACLJ, that you would please do that, because it helps all of us fight this fight, and we need them. And I just thank you so much for everything.
Hey, you know, Becky, it's true. You know, we can't do the work without our supporters or without our clients. You got to have both of those. Thank you very much. Becky Gerritsen from the Wetumpka Tea Party. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
The Albuquerque Tea Party, the vice president and board member, Daniel Moore, who has been with us in Washington, D.C. this week, is with us today in our studios here in D.C. And, Daniel, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Tell people about the Albuquerque Tea Party and your decision to file for status with the IRS and when you filed.
The Albuquerque Tea Party is the largest tea party in New Mexico. We decided to file December 2009, and we had our initial information dump, and we've been requested two times for additional information. The first time was 10 categories. The second time was 19 categories. And, of course, each category has sub-issues to be.
Oh, all right. I mean, that could be right there, 100 questions aboard each one.
The second time, our papers were 15 inches high, what we submitted. So
that's what you submitted?
That's what we submitted. It was just incredible.
What was it that, you know, again, I want to reiterate, back to December 2009,
yeah,
you applied. I mean, yeah, so you're probably one of the groups that's waited the longest
throughout
this whole process.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking close to four, it could get borderline over 3 years. What has the communication been? What did it do to the group to be having to wait this long and to not get approved? So, you got the 2010 election cycle and the 2012 election cycle where you've been in, mm-hmm, this limbo stage. Mm-hmm.
The thing that impacted us the most was the difficulty on fundraising.
Sure.
That's the obvious thing. Since this whole IRS imbroglio's come up into the news, a lot of our volunteers, when they come to the meetings, the monthly meetings, or we've actually been getting a lot of phone calls.
Sure.
Saying, hey, you know, I put my name and address and phone number down.
I want to say this. You know, we exist to do this kind of work, but we can't do the work without people brave enough to actually fight back. And thank you, Daniel, for fighting back. And your board and everybody out in the Albuquerque Tea Party who said, you know what? We're going to take the IRS and we're going to fight back. And we're not rolling over. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, let me thank you. I have to say, over the years, I've seen what you guys have been doing. I've read the press releases. I've read the stories where you guys are mentioned. And I'm thinking, yeah, you know, I've watched the left conduct what I believe is lawfare. And there's no one out there putting them in their place. And I see you guys as probably the beacon, the pinnacle of organizations for the right, for conservatives, and I really appreciate that. We've been so happy with the service that we received from you, and I thank you for that.
Daniel Moore is vice president, board member here in Washington, D.C., to participate in, of course, the congressional hearing as well, ongoing. Daniel, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Folks, we're going to continue to stay on this, not only today's hearing at the House Ways and Means Committee, but next week in front of the House Oversight Committee. We are going to continue to make sure that the House pushes for these answers, pushes to make sure that those that were responsible are held accountable, and to make sure that this never happens again. If you want to stand with us, call now 877-989-2255.
The abuse is still ongoing. It's time for a full investigation, and those responsible for this systematic abuse need to be held accountable. Stand with the ACLJ right now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.